Hello and welcome to God's Word is Truth, the radio ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota. We live in a day when many church members don't hunger for the faithful preaching of God's Word, a day when many who call themselves Christians would rather be entertained on Sunday morning than hear the faithful preaching of God's Word. The truth really doesn't matter to many people today. Many church members ask, how does it make me feel or does it work? But seldom do they ask if it's biblical. That's why there's so much distortion and worship, doctrine, and living in the Christian church today. What about you? Do you hunger for God's Word? Do you realize how important preaching the truth of God's Word is in the life of the church? It's the gospel message that the Spirit of God uses to convert the souls of sinners and translate them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe the gospel? Listen for the next 15 minutes to God's Word is Truth and hear what God says to us from His infallible and errant inspired Word. At the end of today's program, information about God's Word is Truth will be made available. And then we come to our text. Notice the deception of those who say one thing and live another life. He says, if we say. Now, this portion here, just these words, one word in the Greek, and it simply means a declaration. This is a person declaring that they have no sin. I don't have any sin. I don't have anything to repent of. Now, this is somebody who is under a deception. He says, and it's again, it's a present tense, so they are continually saying that they have no sin. And it's a declaration, you see. It's one's own opinion. So, my opinion, this man says, is I have no sin. I have nothing to confess. Now, you think about this, again, comparing Scripture with Scripture. This individual, then, has no need to pray the Lord's Prayer, does he? Forgive us our debts, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sins against us. If you don't have any sin, you don't pray for the forgiveness of sin. And this is what this individual is saying. We have no sin. Sin is lawlessness. Sin, as the Westminster Confession says, is any want or lack of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. Now, how often do you sin in your mind against God's law? How often do you think thoughts that are contrary to the law of God? You men, you have, okay? I'm not asking if you have. I'm telling you that you have. You have looked on a woman lustfully. And Jesus declared, doing so, you've committed adultery in your heart. You're guilty. And then when you argue with me that you haven't, you lied. And in coveting or lusting, you've coveted, you've broken the 10th commandment. Then you lie about it. And then men steal to get the things that they want. And so on and so forth. You've sinned. Ladies, you have gossiped. You have slandered. You have lied about other people. You have violated the 9th commandment. James says in James 2 that if you break one commandment, you break them all. So which one of us wants to say that we have no sin? You know, the working of the Holy Spirit and the joy of the work of the Holy Spirit is that He reigns that in more and more, so the things that are thinking in your mind don't as often get expressed in word or in deed. It becomes less and less as you grow in grace. But as you grow in grace, you ought to see how worse your sins are in the sight of God. You ought to loathe, not simply that you don't do this or you don't, but you think it. When all of our thoughts are to be brought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. This person here is really deceived. Again, a present tense, they are under a deception, continually deceiving themselves. Why? Because they do not know the truth. And notice they deceive
we deceive ourselves. It's something they do to themselves. And how is it that man can do this to himself? He does not believe the truth. You know, when you don't believe the truth, you are susceptible to all kinds of errors. Think about the world in which we live. Men worship the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. It's a strange thing to try to grasp that Isaiah speaks of a man who goes and gets a piece of wood, cuts it down, cuts it in half. Half of it he throws in the fire, and half of it he carves it up and he puts it on his mantle and he says, "You are my God. You are my God." It's a strange thing that sin does. As one theologian said, sin makes you stupid. And it's sin. That's just outright stupidity of mankind. To think that a piece of wood created you, sustained you. Think about the things that are said in our world. We have the horoscopes. If you're reading the horoscopes, stop reading the horoscopes. They don't know the future. That's nonsense. That's idolatry. You start placing your life and all the things that happen to you and your day by day in what somebody says? Come on. God knows the future alone. We are to look to Him. We are to seek Him. People look after the horoscopes. People have their palm reds, their palms read to find out what's going to happen in the future to them. They want to know behind the future, what's going to happen tomorrow? How long am I going to live? How am I going to die? When will I die? I had a friend ask me one time, actually said, I wish God would tell me what's going to happen to me in the next 10 years. If God told you what's going to happen to you in the next 10 years, you'd go out and commit suicide. Can you imagine all the things that you would see that's going to happen to you in your life? If you didn't have cancer and you were healthy, and in 5 years' time you knew that you were going to have cancer, and you were going to go through all kinds of suffering and torment for the next 5 years up to that 10th year, how would you then respond? You'd be a miserable wreck, but God gives the grace that we need when we need it. And we walk by faith, trusting in Him. You think about people getting a four-leaf clover, thinking they have good luck. What's a four-leaf clover going to do for your life? Trust in your lucky stars, people say. Are you kidding me? Star can do nothing for you. It's God who sustains the stars in the sky. That's the world in which we live. Man deceives himself because he does not know the truth. They are of the world. They speak of us the world, and the world hears them. But we are of God, little children, and therefore we speak of as God, and we hear God when He speaks. Even as Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life." Paul said that there is no one who is without sin. Proverbs 28 verse 13, "He who covers his sin," and you don't deal with your sin by covering it. "He who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." Remember David? David committed adultery with Bathsheba. And then when he couldn't get Uriah to do what he wanted him to do, he then had Uriah murdered. And he even wrote the letter to his captain in his own handwriting, gave it to Uriah, who delivered his own death sentence to the captain, Joab. David had him killed and wanted to cover his sin. And you know what the Lord said to David? "You did this in secret, and I'm going to expose this to all the world." We know about the sin of David even in 2015. You think about that. As David was hundreds of years before the coming of Christ, where we are today, and people still talk about the sin of David. If you seek to cover your sin, God will expose it. If you expose your sin to God, He will cover it. Because love is seen in covering a multitude of sins, isn't it? It's confessing it. It's coming to the Lord. Don't deceive yourself, beloved. That's what the Pharisees and the Sadducees did. Particularly the Sadducees, Jesus speaks about them in Matthew 22. They deceived themselves, not knowing the truth of the power of God. You know what they said? You know, a man had a man had a wife, and then he died, and he rose up no kids, and then she was given to the next eldest brother, and so on and so forth, till seven brothers had her. And in heaven, they said, whose wife will she be? And Jesus said, you are deceived. Listen, you are deceived, not knowing the Scriptures or the power of God. Deception comes, beloved, from not knowing the truth of God's Word. Satan loves to pervert the truth. The outright rank heresy is easy to spot. It's that which he mixes in with some truth that is hard to discern. And if you don't know the Scriptures, if you do not exercise your mind in the Scriptures, that deception comes. We cannot be a people who are deceived. The truth is not in those who are under the deception. Those that are under the deception are not only deceived, but they are deceiving others, because think about it. They then raise up children and teach them there is no such thing as sin. I don't have sin. You don't have sin. It's basically just the society in which we live. So if you stay away from the people that are in this world, then you won't have problems in your life. I thought it was humorous. Some years ago, I read about a man who went out to prove that mankind is basically good. Now, you know that the Scripture says that man is not basically good. Man is evil until his nature is changed. So he started out from the East Coast, and his plan was to travel to the West Coast, and he was doing it by walking. And he said before he got 100 miles from his home, he was robbed, stripped of his clothes, and thrown over a side of a bridge. That's mankind. That's the deception that mankind is under. If you say that you have no sin, you deceive yourself, and the truth is not in you. But he says in verse 9, but if we confess. Now, interesting, the word confess there is the Greek term homologeo. Now, you think about that word. Jesus Christ is the Logos. Homo, you understand, homogenized milk. It's the same. It's the same substance. And so, legeo comes from logos, or word, and homo comes from same. So it means to say the same thing. Same thing as what? Same thing as God says. Notice the one declares, in my opinion, I don't have any sin, but the one who is forgiven confesses. He confesses our sins. If we confess or say what God says about our sin, which is lawlessness, God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, beloved, that is the Christian life right there. That is the test of Christian faith. Are you one who confesses your sins to God? Do you try to cover your sins? Look, I've sinned some great sins in my life. I've sinned some great sins as a Christian man. And you cannot hide them. God cleanses you from your sin. Confess them to Him. He is faithful. And it's a present tense. He is continually faithful. This is His very nature. He is continually just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all of our sins. Do you confess your sins to the Lord? Are you in verse 8 or are you in verse 9? Are you one who continually says, yeah, I know. I know I've sinned in my mind. I know I've sinned in my words. I've sinned in the things that I've done. And the only hope I have is to be like the tax collector coming to God and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
God's Word is Truth is a listener-supported broadcast, and therefore we count on your financial support to help keep this program on the air. So if you've been edified by what you've just heard, would you please consider faithfully supporting us by your financial gifts? Any amount of support would be greatly appreciated. If you'd like more information about Providence Reformed Church, please visit us on the web at www.providencerc.com. There you'll find our contact information if you'd like to leave us your feedback or donate to our ministry. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all who are listening to this program to come worship with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 830 Madison Street, Vermilion, South Dakota. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. God's Word is Truth is a ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota, and we thank you for your support and pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, for He truly is the only hope of the nations.